Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I would happen to be JR. So that's the JR Sport Brief show. I'm happy that you're here. Whether you're at work, you're on the road, the highways, the byways, the restaurant, the bar, the road. You could be in the security room, the package room. I don't know what you're doing. Me, I'm in a studio. They got me stuck in a box, a bunch of screens in here, talking into a microphone. It's fun. I'll be doing it for one more hour. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepherd, he's coming to us live from New York City. Tonight, Monday night, moving into Tuesday morning. It's a stupid thing that we just went through. It's called daylight. Shep, is it daylight savings time? What do you call this thing?
Daylight saving times. You are correct.
So normally, this would already be 2 a.m. on the East Coast, but it's now 1 a.m., right?
You are correct.
Do you feel any different that we have gained an hour? We've gained an hour, right? Because we fell back.
Oh, most of us gained an hour. Some of us didn't sleep through any of it.
Okay. Do you feel any different?
That's why I don't feel any different. Because I didn't, it was irrelevant to me. I think people actually listening to this show on a regular basis or even a semi-regular basis can totally relate to that because we're used to these hours.
I don't feel anything different.
Exactly.
What is it? So we're supposed to, I would typically be an hour ahead.
Yeah, correct. So right now, more people than not are feeling rested. They're feeling a lot more well rested.
No, I didn't ask you that. I'd be quitting at around this time, right?
Yeah. Well, not quitting.
Quitting for the night.
Passing the baton and then coming back the next night. Exactly.
No, quitting for the night. I quit for the night.
Yes. Well, you never quit. You're kind of forced to turn off the mic. You don't want to.
Well, I quit for the night.
Fair
enough.
Please. Fair enough.
I'd quit right now and I'd be somewhere.
Well, I mean, why would you want to quit? Don't you want to talk about this instant classic between the Chargers and Jets?
I'd rather be at Magic City.
I think Zach Wilson would rather be in Magic City, too.
Or the Cheetah.
Yeah.
Come visit the Cheetah shop.
Maybe.
Okay, all right. That's better than what you said last year. You're like, you wouldn't do such a thing.
Well, here's the thing. I would be
change your life.
I would be going
come
for...
Come to the Cheetah. Change your life.
I'd be going for refreshments, and not those kind of refreshments. I'd
oh,
be
the
going,
food is
yeah.
amazing at Cheetah.
Yeah, like that's what I would. I wouldn't go to subject myself to see people demean themselves.
Oh, they're not demeaning. They got choices.
Well, we have a difference of opinion on that, sir.
You want me to pass you some people's number? You can have conversations with them.
I would love to have those conversations with those people.
Well, then come
the
to the Cheetah and you could have it directly with them.
Well, that's, you know,
hey,
that,
why are you here?
But
what
that's,
are you doing?
Yeah,
for?
But that would be like borderline harassment.
Put
I'm
your
not gonna,
bosoms away.
Like, I'm not going to go to a basketball game, sit in the front row, and say to LeBron James, hey, man, you get paid way too much money, man. You don't know what it's like to earn a day's living, right? Like, I'm the one that showed up to the basketball game. That's kind of hypocritical. But if I'm saying that, like, without going to their place of work, that's different.
So if you go, but they're there to talk to you. You don't think that men go to these places and establishments all the time and ask the women, like, why are you here? You don't think that happens?
That is very far and few between if men are going there to engage in a conversation about their life.
You think so?
I know so. Yeah.
The women want to talk to the guys about life because they want to get money out of them.
You know what's a good? You know what'd be a really good idea?
I'm ready for it. They do wait. Let's wait. I have to brace myself. Go for it.
They do this in 50 other countries, and you've probably heard about this because you're a voracious reader like myself. You can rent out somebody based on their life. So, like, you would go to a public library, and you would rent out that person. It's for free.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, a brothel? What are you
No, JR. You rent out somebody for free, and they tell you their life story.
Oh.
And they tell you the pearls of wisdom that has gotten them by and that has gotten them to certain places of their life that they want to bestow on you as a consumer. And I'm just thinking to myself.
Never heard of that before, no.
You've never heard of that before.
Go, you paying someone for advice? Is that
No. You're not paying. It's like going to a public library instead of renting out a book or an electronic DVD.
Person.
Yeah, you're renting out the person, and they're sharing their life with you for like half an hour.
That's called psychiatrist, psychologist, man. That's what that is.
Yes, yes, and no. Your job is to just ask questions. They don't have a job. They're volunteering their time, and they are telling you about their life lessons. And so what you see a lot of times is younger people are doing this, and they're going to these libraries, and they are seeking out the advice of people in their 50s and 60s and 70s that are either fully retired or semi-retired. And so my thought process is, instead of throwing the $200 bills at these women, and the majority of them are women that do this, right? That are engaged in this physical activity that garners people to come in here in the first place. Is that fair to say?
I was going to say whatever you're saying makes no sense. It's just easier to go to the cheetah.
No, it's not, JR. Think about what this does to these women psychologically. Rest of their lives, because they looked a certain way at 20, 25, and 30, and I know there's some men that do this too. I'm not just saying all women. It's all women that comprise of these kind of, you know, clubs and extracurricular activities. Exactly. Patrick Swayze, Chris Farley, RIP to both of those guys. You know exactly what I'm talking about with that SNL skit, JR. But if you have these women give life advice to people that are 15, 20, 25, that want careers, and they're not selling their bodies, but they're selling
strippers
their life stories.
Strippers give life advice every day, and they take your money.
Strippers do not give you life advice. They puff your ego up.
You've never been. How do you know?
Because there's no way people are going to strippers to get life advice, JR.
It's not their intention. I didn't say that that's their intention. Okay. I said what the strippers are giving.
See, this is the problem of having someone else in the studio. Now the lines are ringing, full phone lines. So excuse me for one second.
Okay, do what you gotta do.
JR. I gotta do my other responsibilities. Hold on.
Hey, listen, you do what you need to do. I'm just sitting here talking to America about people's jobs.
Just for anybody listening right now, the thing that I love
you're
about
you gotta tell people don't listen to me.
No. The thing that I do love about this show, and anyone that has listened to the show long enough knows this, like, you and I don't plan any of this stuff. Like, this is honestly genuine, organic conversation.
I didn't wake up saying, hey, we're going to talk about the cheetah. I didn't.
No. I mean, maybe Tyreek Hill, but he wasn't exactly the cheetah the way he performed against the Chiefs. He kind of underachieved. He was going on that 2,000-yard-plus season pace.
Boo. Wrong cheetah.
I know.
Wrong cheetah. Anyway, he had to go to Germany to get his ass whooped. Kansas City Chiefs came out on top. I thought he was going to get a little bit of get back. It didn't happen that way in Germany. And that was the game that started us off on, Sunday morning. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 21-14. Tonight we saw what happened, an ugly-ass game. The Chargers beating the Jets 27-6. And now the week is over. And we did have a caller who hit us up, and he talked about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson beating up on NFC teams. I'm like, bruh, I'm like, do you see what the Eagles are doing? You got a busted-up Jalen Hurts running around on a bum leg, still beating the Dallas Cowboys. You have the Kansas City Chiefs. I couldn't tell you who their top receiving threat is outside of Travis Kelce, who I think only had, like, 3 catches yesterday, and they're still winning because of their defense. It's crazy. Typically, the Kansas City Chiefs got an average defense and an amazing offense, top one, And now they have, I don't want to call it an average offense, but it ain't number one. And then you got a defense right now that's performing number one. And it's crazy how here we are, a little more or just basically at the halfway point of the NFL season. They don't play an even amount of games anymore. And the Chiefs and the Eagles are sitting here looking like they want to run it back. Sign me up for it. I'll be here for it. Eagles beat the Cowboys. Chiefs beat those Dolphins. Defense handled business. End of the first half, where we see the fumble recovery for a touchdown. The end of the game, we see a snap that isn't handled by Tua Tagovailoa. And, yeah, the Dolphins, they still got work to do before they're in that upper echelon. And Patrick Mahomes, even after the W, he says, we can still do better. Listen to Patrick Mahomes.
I think you can see it in spurts. You look at the first drive, you look at the 90-yard drive that we had. You can see that we can do it. It's just about being consistent every single drive. And obviously penalties and then me not connecting on guys deep down the field hurt us. But luckily for us, our defense is playing their tail off and we got the win.
Oh, come on, Patrick Mahomes. Every time I see a receiver, I'm going, who is that guy? Like, they got to do receiver by committee right now in Kansas City. And would I be shocked if they won a Super Bowl again? Hell no. I think Rashee Rice is the second leading receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he just got to the team a couple months ago. Meanwhile, you got on the other side, the Eagles now got a record of 8-1. They beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys shot themselves in the foot. It's like every time you thought that they were back into the game, somebody ran out of bounds or somebody didn't handle the ball. And Dak Prescott afterwards, he said, yeah, this was close, man, but we didn't get the job done.
Game of inches. That's why you got to love this game. It's tough. It's tough to win. We fought our asses off. Obviously, they did. Great NFC's matchup. They came out with it tonight. But as you just said, an inch or two on one of those three plays, and we could be talking about a different outcome.
Yeah. Enough of that. Look, they're going to take each other on, they being the Cowboys and the Eagles. They got another matchup on December 10th, except for this one is going to be down in Dallas, where the Cowboys, up until right now, they're on an 11-game home winning streak. And so maybe they can get some type of confidence. This sucks for the Cowboys that you take on the Niners, you get absolutely smashed. You take on the Eagles, you're close but not close enough. And so the Dallas Cowboys, it's like, hey, are you going to go into the postseason and have a different result? Not all that confident. You're going to have to beat one of these teams, and maybe not both of them, twice. Jalen Hurts running around with a busted leg, it seems now, for weeks, still has a touchdown and still throws for two TDs. And he talked after the game and says, yeah, we can do better too.
What an incredible win. What an incredible sense of perseverance and resilience from this team. Still have yet to play the complete game. And we're so hungry and eager to continue to grow and build upon the things that we've been able to do.
Yeah. Well, next up, Eagles. Keep on rolling here. I could care less what they do the rest of the season, to be honest. I'm looking at these Philadelphia Eagles to just go to the postseason. Are y'all going to get back to the Super Bowl? And can Jalen Hurts stay healthy on the way there? Up next on the docket, they got a bye. And this is going to be pretty fun because they take on those Kansas City Chiefs 11-20. That'll be pretty fun. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we pick up the phone lines, let's hear from somebody else who won a game. And he won his game tonight. That's Justin Herbert. The Chargers beat the New York Jets 27-6. The defense really handled the New York Jets. Well, the Jets' offense sucks anyway. Oh, man, this was nuts. We saw Zach Wilson have the ball stripped out of his hands twice, once by Bosa, another time by Khalil Mack late in the game. The Chargers score to open the game pretty much on a punt return for a touchdown. And the New York Jets, if you can't tell by the score, 27-6, they couldn't do a damn thing. Nothing. Zach Wilson was sacked 8 times. Aaron Rodgers looking miserable on the sidelines, Rob Saleh looking miserable on the sidelines, and the Jets, they take on the Raiders next. I'm sure the Raiders will beat them at home. Let's listen to Justin Herbert after tonight's victory. 136 yards, zero touchdowns, and zero interceptions.
You know, I think the defense played terrific today. Came up with some big stops, got a lot of turnovers, and you know, offensively we can move the ball better. We can do a lot better on offense, and you know, we'll take a look at the film. But it was good to see from both or all three phases from our team today.
Yeah, Justin Herbert didn't need to do anything but show up. Special teams got a score. The defense put them in position to just punch the ball in. Justin Herbert, he's going to have a nice plane ride back. Next up for these Chargers, that are now 4-4, by the way, the Jets fall to 4-4. The Chargers are going to take on the Lions, who I'm sure will punch them in the mouth. 855-212-4CBS. We got Brian from San Diego. What's up, Brian?
How you doing?
I'm okay. What's up?
Nah, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a few things. Yeah, the Chargers look like crap today. They should have done a lot better. But I'm just worried about the ownership of the Chargers.
The Spanos family?
Yeah, them. Okay. At least we don't look as bad as the Raiders do.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have as bad a haircut, too. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But, yeah, we should have done a lot better. Our O-line was just crap today, but, hey, it was a victory, and I'm happy as heck.
Yeah, you're used to this. You're a Chargers fan. Like, you
I know,
and
normally we're losers.
Yeah, well, give it a couple of months. If they make the playoffs, they'll be losers anyway again, okay?
No, everybody's coming healthy now, so we're going to watch. We're going to win and watch.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Brian. All right. A little optimism there for the Chargers. I'm still glad that he's calling from San Diego and that he's still a Chargers fan. I'm happy for him. And you know what? I got to get this in here, too. Since we're talking about winners now, Chargers won tonight. They're not in the category of the Eagles or the Chiefs. I think we all know that. Shout-outs to Nikola Jokic. This man has passed LeBron James for career triple-doubles, 108 to 107. Nikola Jokic numbers tonight are nuts. The Denver Nuggets beat the Pelicans 134 to 116. Nikola Jokic in 36 minutes, 35 points, 12 assists, 14 rebounds. He has more triple-doubles than LeBron James and Jason Kidd. Nikola Jokic, 108. LeBron and Jason Kidd, 107. Next up for Nikola Jokic, he ain't going to catch this guy this season. It's Magic Johnson, third all-time, 138. Jokic, 108. We know Oscar Robertson, second now to Russell Westbrook, who has 198. Russell Westbrook, two triple-doubles away for moving into the 200 category. It's like Jokic just wakes up and does his job, thinks about his horses. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we got Lee from San Diego. What's up, Lee?
Hey.
Yes, you're live on the radio. Please go ahead and do it quickly.
You have one of the best shows ever. I listen whenever I can out here in San Diego. And I want to get to the Chargers-Jets, but real quick, you were talking about Groundhog Day.
Oh, no, I was actually talking about the stupid groundhog, not the movie. Shep referenced the movie.
If you haven't seen it, I suggest you watch it. I'm sure you've seen Caddyshack. And another one is What About Bob?
I'll pass on the Bill Murray films. Thank you.
You'll be in stitches, I guarantee it. But okay. Anyways, I think the Chargers moved up in the playoff standings, and we can't forget about them, man. I know
why.
They have this Chargers chargering or whatever.
Yeah,
it's going
yeah.
On.
I can ask the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, absolutely.
They go. But I think they made a good step forward tonight, and I think that you can't forget about them. That's all I got.
Okay. Man. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Lee. I expect them, if they go into the postseason, what are they going to do, lose? Are they going to blow another lead? Are they going to miss a field goal? Is their coach going to forget how much time is on the clock? Like, I can start writing out, like, fake scenarios for the Chargers, and I feel like at least one of them, I'd hit the jackpot on how they would go out there and lose the game. And so, yes, congratulations to the Chargers. They now have a record of 4-4. The New York Jets and their pathetic team, pathetic offense, they now have a record of 4-4 as well. And we got to listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about it tomorrow when he sits down for his paid appearance with Pat McAfee. It should be fun, right? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Hey, we do have a disappointing team, right? I told you I don't worry about them, and I'm still not, but maybe I should. They lost last night to Cincinnati. The hell is going on with those Bills? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. Talk about the Bills. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I mentioned this earlier on in the show, well, in particular after the Jets lost tonight 27-6 at the hands of the Chargers. That wrapping up this NFL week, everybody in the AFC East lost. And they all lost pretty much in primetime big format games except for the Patriots. Like, if you sat down and watched the Patriots and the Commanders, you either A, got to be related to some of the players or maybe one of them, you know, or you're a Patriots or a Commanders fan, because why would you want to watch that? Mac Jones throws an interception to pretty much close out the game. We saw in a morning game primetime? No, I can't. But in a premier game in Germany out in Frankfurt, we saw the Chiefs beat the Dolphins. And then tonight we saw, unfortunately, the Chargers beat the Jets. And then on Sunday Night Football, we saw the Buffalo Bills lose another game. Except for this time they lose to the Cincinnati Bengals 24-18. They couldn't come back to win at the end. It looked like the Bengals were in control for most of it, and the Buffalo Bills now have a record of 5-4. As it stands today, and we still got a crap ton of games left, they're on the outside looking in when you think about the postseason. And I've been telling you, hey, I'm not all that concerned. I think they are in a little bit of a lull and a swing right now. They've alternated wins and losses dating back all the way to the beginning of October, coming off of that three-game winning streak. But the Buffalo Bills, yeah, are you putting them at the top of the AFC like last year? No. No, you shouldn't. The Ravens are performing better. Obviously, we know about the Kansas City Chiefs. The Dolphins still have to get over the hump. I'm not shutting the door on the Bills, but it's not looking good right now. After the loss last night, Josh Allen did talk, and he found the silver lining somewhere. Listen to him.
You know, realistically, if you want to look at it from a real view, you know, you need 10, maybe 11 wins to get into the playoff picture on the AFC. Got 8 games left. You know, we got 5 wins. So the math there, you know, it's not pretty. It's not going to be easy. But, again, if there's a locker room that can handle this, it's this locker room right here.
Yeah, it is this. Look, if you take a look at what the Bills got going on right now, next up, Monday Night Football against those Denver Broncos. Can't wait to see them with Russell Wilson. That'll be a whole lot of fun. Next up, the New York Jets. Somehow, someway, maybe the Jets will surprise the Bills. Like, nah, we can't have that. Jets can't beat them twice in a season. Who am I fooling? The Philadelphia Eagles? Kansas City Chiefs? Dallas Cowboys, those are going to be some tough games. The Chargers are right there, winnable game. The Patriots, winnable game. And the Miami Dolphins, they already beat the Dolphins. Are the Dolphins going to get some revenge to close out the season? We'll see. And so, yeah, it's going to be tough for the Buffalo Bills continuing to move on here. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ali is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ali?
What's good, brother? Many blessings, man. I'm just getting home from the Lakers Heat game. Great game. I got two questions I want to ask you. You know, yeah. get your understanding. Somebody said, you know, if the Heat are top eight, we straight. You know, and I laughed at that. It was you know, pretty funny. And then, you know, I want to know how you feel about that. And then I want to ask you.
Wait. Let me answer one thing at a time. Are the Heat a top eight team in the East? Is that what you're asking me, Ali?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it's also, what is this? Depending on where you live, it could either be November 6th or 7th. Why would anybody think about whether or not they're a top eight team right now?
No, it's just if we're top eight, that means, you know, we're going to still be, you know.
Playing. I know, but it's November, bro. It's November.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was just something that someone said. It was funny. You know, but at the end of the day, my other question is more important I want to ask you, which is about the Dolphins, right? I want to get your understanding, right? Do you feel that McDaniel, right, and the coaching staff, they need to be more diverse when it comes to the play calling? And Tua needs to be able to get off of his second and third or first and second, you know, calls and, like, really be more diverse. I mean, the play calling was just obvious to me, you know. Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that Achane is not there, and you're still relying on Mostert. And I think anyone who watches the Dolphins, whether you're game playing against them or whether you're Joe Schmo like me sitting on the couch – you know what the best option is. Find Tyreek Hill, and if you can't find Tyreek Hill, go out there and find Waddle. And so,
I understand that. I understand that, you know, those are the main people that we got to find, but it's the play calling, the type of plays we're calling, these screen plays behind the scrimmage, you know, passing the ball behind the scrimmage line constantly and making it so obvious. You know, we got to go with what works, and I feel like Mike McDaniel doesn't adjust. You know, during the game, he doesn't adjust to the defense. He constantly, you know, just goes with you know, the same play call. I feel like he needs to learn how to adjust more.
Okay. Well, listen, you having, I'm sure, watched all nine games of the Miami Dolphins would know better than me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I was able to watch every Dolphin snap. I'm giving you a cursory point of view. I think everybody knows what's going to happen. So whether you want him to throw the ball deep or whether you want it to come off of a screen, I'll tell you this. I still think the Miami Dolphins will make the postseason, and I think they'll go out there and get punched in the mouth against superior competition. It's just what I think.
Fair call, my G. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Ali, for calling from Miami. That's it. I'm not confident that they're going to go somewhere that could potentially be cold and win. That's it. Maybe they went around, but I think when you get to the top, I'm not confident that they're going to go out there and stop anybody. I think the Miami Dolphins might be in a little bit of a shootout mode. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Nova Scotia. What's up, David?
Hey, JR, you guys had a great show on Friday, man. That was awesome. I was roaring. Anyway, I think I know what the problem with Buffalo is. It's the diet.
The diet. For the Buffalo Bills or for the citizens of Western New York?
No, it's mostly Josh Allen. Like, do you know what Josh Allen's favorite Danish is?
Hold on a second. Hey, Shep, what do I do with this dude? He asked
me if I know
Josh Allen's favorite Danish.
I'd like to think David's going to make it a reference to his lack of consistency. That's my guess.
You're going to tell me, is this going to be a Apple? Is Apple turnover a Danish?
You're asking the wrong guy, JR. I don't even like Danishes. No disrespect to you or David.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. He's not going to tell me apples. He's not going to say a turnover, right?
He should.
He's not here anymore. He hung up.
Gotcha.
He hung up.
Gotcha.
He was going to tell me that his favorite Danish was an apple turnover. He's going to say a turnover. That's what he was going to say, right?
He didn't actually tell me the punchline. He just said, I got a great joke for JR in reference to Josh Allen when it comes to Danishes. And I go, okay, David.
I thought we went through that when Romo was still playing. There were memes about Danishes and turnovers.
In fairness, Josh Allen did something in year three that Romo couldn't do in the entirety of his career.
That's a relevant shot.
Right. No, I get that. Allen, and you know this, he's a significant upgrade from Tony Romo.
I'm not asking you about that.
Right.
This is more important, okay?
Right.
Is a turnover is a Danish?
I don't eat Danishes. If anything, I eat Boston creams and
I know it's a pastry.
The cinnamon twists.
Yeah, it's all pastries.
Right. But Danishes are like for the upper class. I mean, that's not what we eat.
Danish is upper class? I can get a Danish at the Holiday Inn at the breakfast buffet.
JR, I can't recall the last time I ever talked to someone and they said, really, I have a sweet tooth right now. I said, oh, great. What are you going to do to suffice that? And they go, oh, I'm going to get a Danish.
Danish is that you get a Danish at a luncheon, you get it at a bakery.
Yeah, if you're Maggie Smith.
I'm sorry.
If you're Maggie Smith, you get a Danish. But if you're like most people.
What is that?
It's upper class. It's upper class. Danish isn't something that most people eat.
They got Danishes at hotels. I can get a Danish out of the bodega. I can get a Danish out of the corner store. I can get a Danish at Quick Trip. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but not a good one. Not one that's edible. Not one that's cleanly. And if you're going to a hotel, you're probably spending $299 plus tax.
I just told you I could get a Danish at the gas station, and now you're telling me it's upper class.
Well, no, but no one's going to a gas station to get a Danish is my point.
It's sitting right there.
There's a lot of things sitting right there at gas stations. It doesn't mean you get it.
Somebody's buying it. What are you talking about?
Well, when I go to gas stations, JR, I don't really see these places empty. I see them full of food and beverages, and there's a reason why that's the case.
Shep, you be driving in middle America?
No, I don't. That's a fair point.
We got plenty of people listening. We got people in a gas station right now. Come on.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair. I don't drive through, middle of America. I'm not a Midwest guy. That's fair.
What gas station are you talking about?
I'm talking on the East Coast. Yeah, we don't get Danishes and gas stations on the East Coast.
People get if you hungry and you driving, you get anything, man.
Not Danishes.
And you get something safe to eat. They got Danishes, man. Thank you for, what was that guy who called with his terrible joke that he didn't get to complete?
That was David in Nova Scotia, who's a good caller, by the way.
David, you gotta do better than turnover jokes, man. Come on, man. I sniffed that one out. Hey, what's Josh Allen's favorite Danish? I'm not letting you say that on the radio. No turnovers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. I've been locked into you ever since I got SiriusXM Satellite.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Just a typical busy Monday night in November. Chargers beat the Jets 27-6. LSU women's basketball, they're upset in their first game of the season against Colorado. We know LSU got so much attention with Angel Reese, and now she's a celebrity, and they lose the first game of the year. So I can't say I'm surprised or shocked. Nikola Jokic, the Nuggets go out there and beat the Pelicans, and now Nikola Jokic has more triple-doubles in his career now than LeBron James, 108. To 107. LeBron James has 107, and so does Jason Kidd. LeBron James, by the way, he goes back to Miami Los Angeles Lakers down in Miami, and the Lakers lose. They have an opportunity to win on a buzzer beater, but they don't get the job done. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they lose in Miami. The final score, 108-107. Prepare yourselves for this one. Anthony Davis had to leave the game with a hip injury. He did. Initially, they called it a I think I heard him call it a groin spasm. And I said, you got to be kidding. Who called this a groin spasm? But now they're saying it's a hip injury. And Anthony Davis screamed an expletive on the way off of the court. LeBron James, 30 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Just about to be 39 years old. Averaging 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. 56% from the field, LeBron James. I don't know. Maybe one day he'll wake up and just be old sooner than later. Hopefully he doesn't go the Anthony Davis route throughout the course of the season and just stays healthy, relatively speaking. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to more of your calls before we have to roll out. Mac is calling from Buffalo. I thought Mac was supposed to be sleeping. I thought the doctor... Hey, Mac, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for putting me on. I was just worried about my Buffalo Bills. I know I was supposed to be sleeping, but I fell asleep during the Monday night football game, and I woke up, and now I'm wide awake, and I thought I could get a call in.
Okay.
What do you think they need to do? Because Ooh. I'm just the Bills. Of course.
Well, one thing that they can't do is bring back, like, Tre'Davious White to be healthy, so... I think it's here's the one consistent thing. Josh Allen, mm-hmm. I still feel like, has to go out there and do it all. We saw some drop passes yesterday. He was the leading rusher for the team. And I feel like it's looking like the same old, same old. So I still believe that they'll make the postseason. I'd be surprised if they don't. I know they're out of the mix right now, and they do have a tough schedule ahead. But it just seems like the Buffalo Bills are running in place right now.
Yep, I think so too.
Okay.
Same old
well, listen,
story.
I know the doctor said that you should be asleep, so get some sleep, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Appreciate you. Yeah, she called a month ago and said, hey, the doctor says she doesn't need to be up listening to me. She needs to go to sleep. Now I'm telling her to go to bed. Steve is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Shop.
Hey, JR, me and my buddy were listening to your show. He had to go home because he gets up early in the morning. But you made a remark about Mark Davis and his haircut, and you're doing that quite a bit. And this guy grew up with Mark Davis. They went to Skyline High School together in Oakland. And my buddy's parents got a divorce, and, they were having a financial hardship. And he said Mark Davis would pack him a lunch and bring it to school every day for him. And, he'd fill up his gas tank. He'd just do stuff like that. He said he's a real kind individual, and he just he doesn't understand why you got to take pop shots on Mark Davis all the time just because he has a bad haircut.
Well, I mean, am I telling a lie?
Well, he said back in high school he had long hair and stuff, but, he hasn't talked to him in quite a few years.
That's irrelevant. I mean, here's what it boils down to. Am I telling a lie?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
I'm
not the best. I'm not the best looking person in the world either.
Do you have a bowl haircut?
No.
Well, there you go. You're doing better than Mark Davis. But here's.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Look, I haven't said a damn thing about the dude. Never met him personally. I've gotten a nice tour through Allegiant Stadium, which I appreciate. Thank you so much to the wonderful staff for the Raiders. Took me through the whole damn place, a beautiful place. One thing that I don't do here on the radio is talk about anybody personally that I don't know. I can tell you the man looks silly because it's one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen in my life by any individual. And I talk about how bad his record has been since he's taken over. So I can't speak to his character. I have not. I'm not shocked that he is a nice or kind individual. But when it comes to football, he's done a terrible job. And he also has one of the worst haircuts of any, well, I'd probably say of any person that I can ever remember being a famous individual.
Okay. Well, you guys are always taking shots at Curt Schilling, too, and I don't even know what Curt Schilling did. Maybe I'm not up to things, but
what did Curt Schilling do? Oh, my God. Hold on. How much time do you have? Unfortunately,
he said a couple of controversial things, I guess.
Slow down.
It's his own opinion. Whoa, slow down.
No. Stop. Thank you. I appreciate you for stopping, really. You asked me, you don't know what Curt Schilling. Well, first of all, it's not you guys. If you're going to address me, you can address me. That's perfectly fine. Stop. No, Curt. Shep has actually worked with Curt Schilling and has said he's been very kind to him. So please stop for a second, Steve. Thank you. If you're going to call me and then say, hey, you take shots at Curt Schilling. Maybe I'm not up on what Curt Schilling has said. He said controversial things. This is opinion. Hey, let me say this, Steve. There is nothing opinionated about saying anything that happens to be xenophobic, racist, or sexist. I think that just makes you a jerk. And I can say worse. What has Curt Schilling done? Go Google it. If you got the time to call me up and go, hey, you say you don't like Curt Schilling. Yeah, him I don't like. And I don't need to know him personally. I could just look at the terrible things that he said that's hurtful to other people. That's enough for me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And now I got to go. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I already know what's going to happen. There are going to be people calling me, asking me about Aaron Rodgers. There's going to be people calling me, telling me about the college football playoff. Oh, the NBA in-season tournament is back tomorrow. What a terrible name for a tournament. And then, Shep, you're not running a marathon between now and tomorrow, will you?
No, not at all. Being on the A-train seems like a marathon, but I'm not running.
Okay. It's good. Get some good rest, okay? You feeling okay? Can you walk all right?
I felt better, JR. I appreciate you asking, man.
Okay. Hey, a trip to the Cheetah will make you feel better, okay?
Okay, I'll take you up on that sometime, maybe.
Yeah, come to Atlanta. A Cheetah will make your legs feel better, all
right?
I'll come to
visit you. Maybe not the Cheetah so much, yeah.
It's only a couple blocks from the studio. No excuses. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm done. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief, but don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. It is real, real simple. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. She's awesome. I'm gone. Have a good night. Be safe, be well, be smooth. Thank you, Shep.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.